Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Founders Grid, sponsored by Gabor.io. Today we have Federico Pacify. Federico is the CEO at IT World. Federico, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Mustafa. I'm very glad to talk with you and with your people.
So, a brief background about yourself before we start talking about IoT worlds. Can you share a brief background about yourself with the listeners?
Yes, basically, I'm an engineer with a focus on wireless systems. I travel all around the world and I work for, I think, the best company, mainly in automotive, energy, and pharmaceutical market. And due to these experiences and also my studies and also my network that I built during my time, I founded IoTWorlds.com like a blog. A blog to reach the world for IoT worlds. Because as you can understand, you know, IoT markets are too much. We talk about everything. So the objective is to reach everything and everyone around the world in a world without border, so virtually. This is the main object about IoT worlds.
Got it.
We started with content marketing and we scaled the website customer first. So we decided to reach before the customer and after to propose them solutions, services, and products. Not only about IoT, so IoT technology stack. So for example, from sensors to the management and control platform. But we would like also to help people and companies all around the world to scale and grow in the best way and a sustainable way. Can you hear me? Connection issues.
I'm sorry, my internet dropped, but I'll repeat the question. So the first 4 to 5 years, you know, and especially two of those years came during the time of COVID, you know. How was it for IoT world, and especially, you know, some say it was a bit challenging for the IoT startups, you know. So do you want to shed some light on that?
Oh, yes, for sure. It wasn't simple. We started from zero with no investors, with private. I invested in IoT worlds due to what I collected in my previous jobs in very big companies and for very big projects. And I invested to give the people knowledge about what is IoT, and also to reach people that they don't know what is IoT. So during these years, I focused on people to give them content frequently and also stay in touch with them to understand what are the needs about the development of new technologies and also a new world, for sure, based on digital transformation. So the first step was I opened a blog, I started writing a lot of time, and also I used all the marketing tool, growth marketing tool to reach people through SEO, search engine optimization, first of all, because Google is very powerful. And this is the most important way that give us the possibility to reach people around the world. And also through socials, for example, also LinkedIn, but also Twitter. And also we created a global influencer group where we exchanged topics, ideas, and projects, and so on. So we started to provide also services to companies that would like to grow. So you imagine you start from zero, you have a startup, you have a product in your hand, you are under developing your product, but you have not visibility. So IoT Worlds would like to, and also helped companies to increase their visibility. Not only digitally, but also physically. Because IoT Worlds traveled around the world from USA to China, from the south of Europe, from Sicily to the north of Europe, meeting people, meeting companies, and in order to collaborate for projects and solutions in a sustainable way. So this is mainly our path. We would like also to offer a micro jobs services to people, because we know that now remote job is growing very fast. So now people would like has have the post people have the possibility to choose what they really want and what they really need, if they understand what they really want and what they really need. So this is, I think, a very important point nowadays. And also, we are working on, we worked also to produce products from scratch, using also eco-friendly technology, like, for example, 3D printing, and building, creating, like makers, creating our IoT devices, sometimes also in home around the world, and shipped around the world from homes. Because IoT Worlds doesn't want, the company doesn't want to be attached to a building or to several buildings of factories. IoT Worlds wants to give the possibility, the opportunity to other people to choose what is the best place to live and what is the best, let me say, environment, the best time to work. So all the conditions should be tailored on each person. And this is very important for us. For example, if we would like to produce a product, an IoT product, let me say also a simple lamp 3D printer, and we would like to send to our customer, and we would like to produce, for example, in some part of the world that are not Italy, we send what our collaborator need in order to develop the product. And this is our business model. So we are completely virtual, because we want, as I said, we want that people will choose what will be the best for them. And because nowadays is not very simple to also arrange offices. There are co-working space, but the world is big. The world is not made only by cities, big cities, or rich countries. The world is made also by not rich countries, poor countries, where there is poverty, and also where there is poverty, you can find very skilled people on technology and on IoT. So we would like to give them the possibility to grow. We would like to help them to access to high level educational path, and also all the tools that can give to them the possibility to create something for IoT. IoT, when we talk about IoT, we talk about everything, like also some big companies said, but we are talking about something that will solve real world issues. Some people say, oh, with IoT or with the growing of technology, people will lost jobs. Maybe yes, but IoT can solve, save people from dangerous jobs. For example, in mining, in energy, also in agriculture, can also help IoT in healthcare. Smart cities can be more sustainable, more secure. The energy efficiency can be improved, so the consumption of energy can be decreased also in a smart home, for example. Production, manufacturing, robots will substitute also humans, but humans, they shall be, let me say, protected also from the, let me say, money point of view. So technology, robots connected, so IoT, artificial intelligence, machine learning, crypto values, and so on, shall give more to humans. So we have to start to humans to improve humans' capability with IoT in all the IoT worlds. In this way, humans can live in the best way and also in a more sustainable way. When we talk about, for example, sustainability, we have to think about the goals of United Nations. When we think about these goals, and we think about of 17 goals, we will not find the word money, and we will not find the word power. We have the goals based on no poverty, zero hunger, quality education, good health and well-being, gender equality, also life below water, climate actions, peace, justice, and strong institutions. So IoT can also give to the new generation, but also to us today, a world in peace, because sometimes I think about defense application in IoT, and I think about military applications. I think about connected robots, also humanoid, that can be managed obviously with a lot of vision technologies, connectivity, wireless, and so on, mechatronics. Why? If there are some people that want to have war, to do war in 2022, and they want to have war with people. So it's a nonsense, because if there are some people that would like to have war, they can do war I hope not, but they can do war with robots. So let's find a field where there are no humans. Let's find a field where there are no humans, put there robots. And if you would like to increase your interest, your power, let's do it with robots, not with humans. Because humanity needs to grow. And we have to solve, we need a sustainable world. And we need inside the goals, we find also the word peace. And we don't find the word money, and we don't find the word power. So we are also, after the pandemic, how to reach the success. Actually, I think that I'm very happy that IoT Wars is growing day by day. We are looking also for partners, new partners, new investors all around the world without border, because internet has no border. And I think that during a pandemic, humanity understood very well the importance of life. Maybe some people missed that we are human, we are a lot of capabilities, but we have also a lot of limits. And we are limited for sure in age, even if, who knows, technology is working on new technologies, innovation is working on new development to increase the age, to enlarge the life of each person. But the point is, actually, as I said, we don't need, we need to take care to the humanity. We saw during pandemic how technology helped us to contrast the spread of virus, and also to understand how to create vaccines, how to secure vaccines also. Because when we talk about a vaccine, we talk about something produced by, in some case, a supply chain or a laboratory also, where obviously in a very big factory, and also very important factory, in factories sometimes, in the world, but where robots and also laboratory equipments are controlled by networks, so IT and also OT networks. Actually, there is a separation between IT and OT, and this is the reason why the IoT meaning. And it's very important also the cyber security aspect, and it was a success. It's very important to create new algorithm for cyber security in IoT to protect all the critical assets in a world that is not stable. So, for example, I remember in during engineering studies, I studied the control theory. So actually, we are not in a stable world. We are in an unstable world. But technology is not like this. Technology shall work in a stable way. So I think that technology IoT can stable the world, changing the patterns that actually are governing the world in a bad way, and giving more capabilities to people, creating a more sustainable world where each of the 70 goals will be satisfied. also with technology, because about no poverty, no poverty is a matter of money sometimes. And if we increase our capabilities with the technology, we can give also money to people that actually they have not money. Zero hunger. Nowadays, I read some newspaper, for example, that there could be shortage of food in 2022. Is not the right way to proceed when we talk about zero hunger. With IoT, we can improve the production of food, of grains, for example, the transportation also we can improve, we can track, we can monitor everything inside in order to have quality food and also food for all, track it, and also we can have more production with less. Also respecting the environment, because with IoT in agriculture, we can, for example, reduce the consumption of water and also reducing some chemical products. So also for energy, I worked also for very big oil and gas projects. I think oil and gas is a very important resource. There are a lot of countries that are living with oil and gas. And also some countries are understanding that a switch is needed. So oil and gas, for example, can be natural gas, can be useful for industries. But for example, paper industries can be, let me say, can work with natural gas. But for heating system, natural gas is not needed. So for heating system, each should use a renewable energy. Today we can, and also we can share energy, creating communities. So with IoT, for example, we can understand the power consumption of each device. We can understand also if the power consumption is more than, if we can reduce, how we can reduce the power consumption. We can monitor and also monitor mainly the solar panels. So we can understand when the solar panel is dirty. So we can maximize the efficiency of solar panels. And also we can manage intelligently in the correct way the energy produced by a solar panel, by solar panels, by a plant. We can manage also inside the electrical infrastructure. So today it's possible also to meet a sustainability goal for climate, but also for no poverty, for zero hunger, and also for inequalities, for sustainability cities and communities, and so on. So IoT Wars would like to contribute to solve and to match, to reach, and also to, let me say, contribute to develop all the step to reach that goals.
Got it.
Yeah.
So, Federico, then my next, follow-on question is in regards to the next 3 to 5 years of adaptability, and which sectors you think are going to outpace the others in this IoT world?
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
The adoption of the IoT technology, right? Which sectors do you think are going to adapt more compared with the others in the next 3 to 5 years?
Yes, this is a very big question because IoT world will be IoT will be spread in several markets. The main one, I think, is energy. Because, as I said, people understood that there is the necessity to switch to better energy. In order to do that, and in order to do also that in the quickest manner, it's not simple to create, to train employees and also that, let me say, monitor and that build also that infrastructures. So it's very important in this moment to use all the strongest technology and also all the IoT technologies to monitor energy consumption and also energy production in order that all the people can have a better energy with, let me say, not too much, not in a dangerous way. Because this is the point. The point is that the switching is not simple, but technology can solve the switching. Also, for example, they're talking about the gasification plant. Gasification plant, not simple to build, but they can be simpler to build if unmanned. What it means? Unmanned, it means that everything inside is controlled and managed by, let me say, IoT, Internet of Things, technologies. So also multi-plants can be controlled and managed remotely by IoT technologies. And this can solve the issue of, let me say, shortage also of trained employees able to work in new plants. And so energy is, I think nowadays, the main market for IoT industry in general. Also because Industry 4.0 is a needs now, is a, let me say, mandatory implementation that investors should push a lot on Industry 4.0 because actually we have the necessity to move in a safer standards, and also people, I don't think that they want to come back to the Industry 2.0 or Industry 3.0. So we have to improve the life of people. So and I know it's not safe to work inside, for example, a refinery. It's not safe to work inside a refinery. It's not safe also having a refinery for the people that live around, for the climate, for all the environment. Because as we understand, the weather is changing. Also, there are a lot of issues related to CO2 and also to pollution. So why we have to destroy our planet when we have IoT technologies, but not only. can help to build a better future, but also a better present immediately. So this is the point. Energy can be also created by water, by wind. So imagine all the wind turbines connected. You can understand which turbine is producing more, which less, which turbine needs maintenance, for example. Also, with the weather sessions, you can set the right patterns of the turbines. So you will increase the production and of with the green technologies. But for example, also with water, it's possible also to create energy. And so nowadays, IoT devices are becoming more powerful also, for example, thanks to the development of the edge computing with artificial intelligence embedded, even if there are some issues related to shortage that we have to solve, components shortage that we have to solve, creating also more partnership and also more industries related to electronic components. And however, my vision that is, I think that the world, the people in the world, they will understand that the digital transformation is almost completed. So unfortunately or luckily, depends on the point of view, but pandemic plus war give the chance to people to understand that the importance of remote working, the importance of technology to stay connected and to grow, the importance also to spread the technology, and let me say in a technical word, IoT in critical assets. Because implementing IoT in critical assets can give us the opportunity to reduce the probability of a new pandemic, and also reduce also the probability of a new war in the future. And I think that we have to do it now, not tomorrow. It's not the right way today, thinking, okay, let's see, the new generation will solve our issues. I think no. I think that now is the right moment to give the possibility to humans to live like humans with all the rights, and also living a better life, also in new worlds. What it means? It means that living a different life completely, for example, less people that will work, but maybe they will earn more money. It's a completely new world. But maybe it's possible. Maybe it's possible. Also for some people that actually they have no food, they have no grain, having the possibility to study remotely, to find a job remotely, also to work remotely if they want to work, if they don't want to work, technology, automation, IoT, and so on, artificial intelligence will work from them. Sometimes I work more than 12 hours per day. And sometimes I think, okay, now I want I would like to implement a bot that will do my same tasks. And already exist a lot of possibility to implement a bot. But imagine that if we have several bots that work for us, we will work less, but we will earn more, and we will have a better life for sure, enjoying our life with people that we love, and also in a more healthy way, because we can choose also better place to stay, more healthy place, and so on. So this is the benefit of IoT and technology that I'm sure that will solve a lot of issues that we are facing now.
Got it. Federico, thank you so much for being on our podcast. I would have loved to continue, but we have to keep them within our timeline. But it was really insightful. It was much detailed, and it cleared a lot of concepts for me, and I'm sure the listeners would also enjoy listening to it. Thank you so much for being on the podcast, and take care of yourself and stay safe.
Great. Thank you so much, Mustafa. Let's keep in touch. Bye.